Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Daniel Degner reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
Here at Wisconsin Family Council, we always like to talk about God's blueprint for marriage and family, and decades of research repeatedly affirm his design of married moms and dads as the best caregivers for their children. Mothers and fathers each make unique contributions to their children's development. In her book, Them Before Us, children rights advocate Katie Faust explains the contrasting but essential roles that mothers and fathers play in their children's lives. Katie notes that while fathers typically equip their children to become self-sufficient and independent adults by allowing them to learn through failure and natural consequences, mothers tend to focus on their children's feelings, nurturing their children, and connecting with their emotional needs. Both roles are essential for children to grow into healthy adults, mentally, physically, and spiritually. But we know that not all children have the opportunity to experience this ideal. Wars, tragedies, abuse, and poor decisions have always left some children with a single parent. In the hands of other caregivers, or in some cases completely alone, we honor the sacrifice and dedication of single moms and dads and other caregivers who step in to fill the gap. We believe that God gives grace to parents, caregivers, and children in these circumstances. Even in these difficult situations, God can bring beauty out of brokenness. With Mother's Day just around the corner, we would like to take the rest of today's time to honor godly mothers. Don't worry, dads, you'll get your turn next month. As already mentioned, mothers play a special role in the home and in child development. While women can and do even excel in other spheres of life, in the home, they are irreplaceable. To be sure, being a mother is no easy task, and no mom is perfect. Godly mothers deserve praise and support. Today, however, motherhood is under attack. Mothers often face derisive remarks, sometimes even from complete strangers in person or online. As Christians who recognize the beauty of God's design, we should work to reverse this trend of unearned criticism by coming alongside moms and offering whatever encouragement or assistance we can give. Whether we wash dishes, offer to babysit, or simply send an uplifting text, these small acts have the potential to help moms enjoy this God-given phase of life more and even power through the tiring days. Studies consistently show that married moms are the most content women. One recent study found that married moms are more likely to report being very happy, more likely to report that life is enjoyable, and less likely to report being lonely, and more likely to report a clear sense of purpose than other women. In short, our culture has lied to women about marriage and children. Both are gifts from God that we should celebrate. While church pews swell with happy families on Mother's Day, we should not forget those who are wiping away tears in the back rows or those who have chosen to stay home due to grief. For some women, it may be the sorrow of dreams that never came true. For others, the sorrow of loss or broken relationships casts a shadow over the day. We've lost two children, Danny and Chris, from an ectopic pregnancy and a miscarriage. Mother's Day reminds us of the loss we have experienced, and we mourn for our children that we did not get a chance to meet. But Mother's Day does not have to rob those who are hurting of their peace and joy. Even in ongoing grief, we Christians recognize that God is accomplishing his perfect plan in our lives and turn to him for comfort. Mother's Day also reminds us that motherhood is not the only role in which women can express their God-given gifts of nurturing and supporting. Many of us have received encouragement and care from faithful ministry leaders, role models, and prayer warriors. We should remember to bless and thank these godly women on Mother's Day. This Mother's Day, we encourage everyone listening to honor and celebrate the godly women in their lives. When we celebrate these women, we also give glory to God for his good design of marriage, family, and motherhood. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Daniel Degner wishing all moms a happy Mother's Day and reminding that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Daniel Degner, president of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wisconsinfamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.